Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've talked before about robocalls and how annoying they are. I'm not sure we talked about robotexts before, but they do the exact same thing with texting junk messages to your phone. And the ironic thing is that I printed this story off to do this story today. And as I was printing it off, my phone dinged and I got a text. I got a junk text. And the text said it was from Netflix. And it says, your account is on Hoid. H-O-I-D. Your account is on Hoid. Click here to unlock your account. Now, of course, I don't use Netflix. I have no account with Netflix, so my account is not on Hoid. But they sent out probably, I don't know, a couple million of those texts this morning, hoping that somebody who has a Netflix account is going to look at it and go, oh, I'm sure they mean my Netflix account is on hold. Maybe I should click on this thing to find out what's happening there. And of course, you click on that link, and then all kinds of bad things happen. They either get you to pay them money, or they plant some stuff on your phone, or who knows. But that text that was sent was illegal. And it's been illegal for a while. And the FCC, theoretically, should be doing something about this, but not really. Same way they haven't done much about those robocalls either. And I still get them. So I know people who say, Steve, it seems the robocalls have died down lately. Oh, good for you. They haven't died down for me. So the headline here that Jason and Nathan both sent me is FCC is cracking down on spammy text messages. They're cracking down. Now, you have to read between the lines on that, because in the past they said they're cracking down on robocalls, which did nothing. So cracking down on it means that they're going to discuss it. I guess cracking down means talk. They're going to talk about it. So WTOK ran the story. The Federal Communications Commission is cracking down on spammy texts with new rules for telecom companies. And as we've learned before, the new rules get implemented and not enforced. So that's what will happen. The FCC said it's seen a surge of consumer complaints in recent years tied to unwanted robo-texts. New rules adopted Thursday require phone providers to block text messages from suspicious sources, including numbers that appear to be invalid, unallocated, or unused. Are you telling me the phone company can't even tell if a text that they are passing along is coming from the correct number? Because I know they can mask it so that I can't see what number it came from. But you're telling me the phone companies can't even tell? And the fact that they say suspicious sources, you got to learn, we got to ask, what's the definition of suspicious? So carriers will also have to block texts coming from numbers that claim not to ever send text messages or that the government has identified as numbers not used for texting. The move mirrors a similar effort to shut down illegal robocalls in the U.S., which has led to at least one phone provider being cut off entirely from the U.S. telephone network. Wow, one phone provider has been shut down. I bet there aren't that many more who'll take their place. In addition, the FCC is considering additional regulations that could, among other things, apply do not call registry protections to text messages for the first time. So here's the thing. Do not call is such a pointless and useless exercise by the federal government. It's a waste of taxpayer money. It's just stupid, because they never sought to enforce it in any meaningful way. In case you forgot, Do Not Call began in 2003. So we've had it for 20 years. 20 years. Has it done any good? No. None. In fact, many people have pointed out that when they put their number on the Do Not Call list, the number of calls they got went up. And that's probably because bad actors were using the Do Not Call list as a lead generation list. Hey, here's a list of good phone numbers. These phone numbers will all land on somebody who's actually a real person, as opposed to just, you know, dialing blindly. So I went and looked it up, because I was curious about this, because I remembered back in 2003 when they were talking about passing a do not call list as if it was going to do something, that there was a bunch of exceptions to the do not call list. And this is a great example of how a great idea can just get watered down. Now, it doesn't matter that it got watered down because they're not enforcing it. So it's a meaningless exercise, as I think I said once already. However, when the Do Not Call list was created in 2003, they created a whole batch of exceptions So number one, it only applies to personal lines only. You were not allowed to put a commercial number, like your business number, on a do not call list. Why not? Well, if you've got a business, people should be allowed to call you. No, I pay for my phone. I should be allowed to decide if people call it or not. I should. I should be allowed to put my business on a do not call list if I want to. Why not? Number two, political organizations are exempted. So there can be some wacky political group you've never heard of that has some insane ideas, and they are allowed to just randomly call your personal landline or your personal cell phone, even if you're on a do not call list, because they're political. And political organizations are exempted. Again, why? I don't want to get political phone calls on my phone. I don't want to. And I've had these idiots call, and I answer it. And of course, they'd used a robocaller to call me. And then a live person comes on and goes, "Hi, we want to talk to you about the upcoming election." Too bad. I don't want to talk to you. And I hang up on them. And they call back. Because there's no reason that they shouldn't. Nonprofits. Nonprofit organizations are allowed to violate the do not call list because technically they're not violating it. They can call you all day long and nothing to do to stop them. Oh, surveys. Surveys. Someone can call your number despite it being on the do not call list and say, "I'm taking a survey." And that's literally it. People taking surveys. So there was a company, one that advertises soap on TV. And they would call you, despite you being on the do not call list, and go, "Hi, we're taking a survey about what kind of soap you use." Well, technically it's a survey, so they're good to go. So believe it or not, if somebody was selling copiers or leasing copiers, you know, photocopiers, and they wanted to call you, but you're on the do not call list, they can call you and go, "Hi, I'm taking a survey. Do you need a copier?" "You do? Okay. I sell copiers." "Wait, I'm on the do not call list." "Yeah, and I'm taking a survey." "Oh, well." Also, believe it or not, there is a 31-day window after you got put on the do not call list that they could call you within, because it takes 31 days to check the do not call list, see if you're on it. Also, bill collectors. Now, bill collectors, I understand, they're going to chase you to the ends of the earth, and so they're going to call you. And I kind of get that you can't stop bill collection efforts by putting yourself on a do not call list. But the fact that you cannot put a business line on there, the fact that political organizations can contact you regardless of what their politics are, nonprofits can call you whenever they feel like it, and anyone taking a survey can call you. And that's, huh? So when they started the do not call list, it had gigantic loopholes in it. But as noted, we're 20 years in now, and it's done no good. Now, the weird thing is that when they ask people about different government entities, I'm talking about surveys, not necessarily over the phone, though, and they ask people, "How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that?" And they mention either entities or laws, and they ask people, "How do you feel about the do not call list?" People go, "Oh, I like that. I like that." Because they like the idea of it. It's a great idea if they'd only enforced it, which they almost never did or never do. And we've heard about these cases where somebody got caught making billions of robocalls. And when they get caught, they're like, "Oh, we're sorry." And they go out of business and disappear. And all of a sudden, they show up under a different entity name and start doing it all over again. So if you got the text this morning that your Netflix account is on Hoid, ignore it. And the FCC is thinking about doing something about those spam text messages. And they're thinking that they might even allow you to put your phone on the do not call list for texts. See, because texting was also a loophole. They can't call you legally, but they could text you. And they could tell you that your Netflix account is on Hoid. So I'm skeptical. I'll believe it when I see it. But the headline says the FCC is cracking down on spammy text messages. Jason and Nathan both sent it. Thanks. Questions or comments, put them below. Those. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. life is not a matter of holding good cards, but sometimes playing a poor hand well.